why is it just a, the rota, you know, directory, and then with a mix there, GCD, then dot domain, for example, dot EU, dot CM country, and then country organization, EU, etc. So that's how to do that. That's the URL either is an iterative way or is a recursive way, two ways of being produced. But sometimes it's very expensive. Instead, we use so-called proxy to do these things. So the proxy, one thing is, for example, this guy who has the Google guitar newspaper. So the first time you send a request, but you are local of a proxy server, you know. If, okay, you first go to the local machine, whether they have a backup, you know, or replicate this one. If not, this your proxy on your behalf to request the original server, okay, get a newspaper, then send back to you, but all of your communication through the local proxy. The proxy put on a copy locally. Then the second customer send a similar request. So first doing local proxy, proxy find, okay, it is here. So instead send it to you rather than go to New York you know, server side to download the newspaper. So that one is you know, not just save your response delay, but local very quickly, also reduce the internet trafficking, you know, delay trafficking, and a lot of benefits, right? So sometimes this package, maybe you know, your original site have updated, this site or not. So in that case, you can send a request whether the document is updated or not through the proxy. So that's you can choose that. This is a simple case. We already talked about the DNS. It's very important. Hierarchy structure. So, for example, the role the DNS server basically is category.com, .org, for example, EU, then the countries, etc. And further, for each category, the third layer, for example, company, all company one. This not as I said, even the role, not you, just a single server. The role globally, there are 13 replicants. The major issue is stability. If everybody go to here, the system broken down, or the system broken down, nobody can internet access. So you have a multiple one, like 13, you can go to you know, one of the 13 ones. So the, all the failure probability is very small. Client, for example, in this particular case, one guy wanted to look at you know, IP address, Amazon IP address is a first time approximation. So you should go to DNS, you know, from here, you will find, okay, what's the second call? TLD domain is actually a company, right? From this company, you can further find, you know, what's the company, get Amazon the DNS server address, okay? So then, after you got this, then you send this one transfer IP address to access via Amazon server, okay? So we have two different resolutions. One is so-called iterated query. So that means you start, for example, you request the New York University engineering website. You go to local proxy, your local to check whether do you have, you know, start here. If not, you this local go to the road, DNS road, right? The road then tell you that because of this iterative, you know, each time you go in here, you send a request, the request responds to you, okay. The second, they are TDL. Website, okay. So then you send it to TDA website. So this is which tell you what's the New York EDU where about, okay. So then, according to this, you contact the New York University server, okay? Then you have the server respond to your request and send you back. So in this case, the dominant and the most busy part is your local proxy, because the local proxy, you come to the, for example, CDU, you here on your small side, has several thousand. In the Hong Kong side, maybe no more than 20,000 people over there, is right? So easy to handle. So this actually is a practice. We adopt this algorithm way to do that. The second one is a recursive one. I guess you guys have learned a recursive program already, similar like that. So initially, you request the local proxy, whether it's there or not. The proxy goes into road. Okay, the road then request the next one, there, TRD, you know, say whether or com is which one. The TRD is, say, according to this, they find an unknown server address. Unknown server then put the reply to, you know, recursive, go back to who requested to him, okay, TRD server. And the TRD server then send back who requested him, is a road server, okay. Road server then after, you know, send back to the local proxy and local proxy to here. So this strategy typically doesn't work. For example, the road server, as I mentioned, globally you only 13. So if you 10, 1 billion people, okay, China is 1.4 billion, right? 1 billion people to go to this server. At the same time, the server will definitely crash. So the most workload is here, then this there. So this doesn't work. Now, then it doesn't work, why you will apply this? But for bigger organizations like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they are, you know, enough. In the local side, in Amazon, they may be, you know, similar like this Microsoft overall road. Then for the category like this is, you know, research division, this is sales division, this is financial division, and etc. So you can adopt this recursive queries. Okay, this is two different one. So now we try to work the question. This one, actually last time we already mentioned. So we have two, you know, units from the A and the B. One is the 40 units and one is the 10 units. So suppose A has a fire size of 150, okay, to send to B. So how much in seconds possible will be received the first beam of the fire and to be received the entire fire Now, if you not really short, the first thing they say that you know you don't you have this URL, but you don't know the IP address, so you need to go to the DNS to find. That's the total cost 5 milliseconds. Then you know your things the IP, you know, digital address. Then you access these two. So the first time you will have a shaking, right? The second time you use HTTP, that means RTT0 plus 2R RTT-HTTP. In the end, this is 30, this is 5, 35, okay? So then basically, the first time, you know, you don't know this URL about, you need to go to DNS, that's taking 5 milliseconds to find that one. Then use this URL in handshaking, then send the request the page information. So you have two RTT, so RTT, HTTP, so you have 35 milliseconds. Alright. So this is the URL. This one a bit complicated. Alright. So first look at the question. This is we actually in the classroom talk about use local proxy. What's the benefit? You know, you want specific example. Maybe you guys can make it the workload or internalization. Alright. Consider a network issue in the right hand side, this side. There are two user machines, M1 and M2, two machines. Okay. In the network dot ACOM, you know, this is ACOM. M1, M2, alright? Suppose the user in M1.acom type this guy, type URL www.b.com, big file, HTML. This is in here, okay? So this is internet site, this user site. This is a local HTTP cache. This is a local DNS server, you know, the DNS, you know, is that a traditional one? So the local, the transmission rate is 1 gigabit per second, okay? So, suppose the user M1, this guy in here, requests a document from here, is with 1G. Bit, okay. Is here we have following assumptions. Now, where first the assumption, the packet containing any DNS command and HTTP command. This is just say the control part, okay. Are very small compared to the real file size, 1 gigabit. That is very small. So that control time by the you know, can be ignored, but the propagation time you need to calculate. Propagation delay within NAND are small. You need local propagation delay, you can ignore. Small can be ignored. The propagation from R1 to R2 is small. From here to here is also small ignored. Okay. The propagation delay from anywhere, from A come here, to any other side, to the internet, any other side is except B com, this one because you did that, is 500 milliseconds, that means a half seconds, alright? So this is a bunch of assumptions. So, this is the sequences of DN and the HTTP message sent and received from by A1 com as any other message. Receive view from the network, not directly with this. The first thing that you want to figure out how to calculate the this. Okay. Then, okay, until the file received in data source destination, each message you consume every HTTP request by M1, A form is the first direct local one, then all caches are initially empty. That means local does not have one. how to figure out the next URL, which category, right? Okay. Once that is recorded, what do you do? So this one basically say, you know, once each target to become this one, that's right. Then this will tell you the TLD server, right? Is it clear? Okay, three. TLD server then tell you what the next one. This tell you what's the .com about, right? Okay, so then you got .com. .com force. Okay. The .com basically tell you, you know, this .com URL. So now you are able to, you know, from here you're able to go to here. Because this already tells you this address. This is DNS for this one, right? The local. Okay, you got the always you have a feedback because you use an iterative one. Each time you send out, you get a response. Okay, once you got here, so you are able to access this stuff, 6 and 7. So very much is this procedure. Do anyone disagree with me regarding this? Is it correct or not? Okay, so once you've got this stuff, you can leave me to answer the very first question. Okay, so we can step by step. Okay, the first step request, first step you request local DNS, is right? So because the local DNS, so that means you do not have to read the time because they are still local small things, you do not have any time, you know, can ignore. Okay, then local DNS, okay, local DNS, you request them and then they're sending you back, is right? So this empty, no things there. How much time do you have? 500 milliseconds, is right? Okay, so the local response, maybe just here. Okay, then you go to the second step to DNS. Okay, DNS. And DNS, then DNS go to TLD.com. This is three, right? So each of these, 2 plus 3 plus 4. So each is how much time you have, you know, each time you send a request and you come back. How much? Assumption is 500 milliseconds, is right? Okay. So, after you've got a, you've got a key, you know, the, so once you got here,
well, five of them do not have anything. Okay, this is six, all right? Six to here, from here, seven to the M1A.com. This is local, it's 1G. Local rate is 1G. 1G equal 1. So the total amount of time, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, plus the top. 4, that means 2 seconds, right? And 1,000 seconds, and 1 second. You got 1,003 seconds. Is clear for everyone? For everyone, it's not really that. You know, the best procedure, you should clear. First of all, you need to look at your local DNS, whether this IP address you say is empty, okay? Then you go to DNS, right, the row. The row that tell you what the TRD means is that TRD is com. Com then go to the CAM categories, right? So the CAM categories tell you, okay, that this B com where about. So then you search B, because this is a large organization, they have a lot of that. This correspondent DNS, that, okay, then you back it to access data. So the file, once you transform, always goes through local web cache, it's not web proxy. The proxy start this one, then forward to you, that means step 7, because local is 1G, then you got it. So the total procedure, you can see the DNS contact is about 500 milliseconds. 1, 2, and 3. So that's each, first going here, then here, then here. Each of these assumptions is 500 milliseconds, is right? So then from 5, from here to there, nothing. Okay, from here to there actually equal to here, because this time is you can ignore, but you download to here will take you you know 1,000 seconds. So once you got a local cache, you send it to this server. So the local is 1 gigabit per second. So then you total got 1,000 3 seconds. Okay. So you need in your mind very clear what's the logical procedure. This is that you got to be iterative way to do that. If you wanted to practice it, if you're doing recursive way, how you approach this, you can go home to check out. Okay, this is the first time you suppose you have local cache. Local cache doesn't provide you any kind of help because it's empty. Okay. Now the second question to ask you. Okay, so you can go home to that. This is not. Okay. So that's you got the time is like this. You will get a solution. The second one, because you know everything is cached here already. So you don't need to worry about that. So you don't need to, you given this become, you immediately got its address called from the local. Okay, so that's where about, you know, because the local already stored. how it happened easy. Okay. So the last question, a little bit less review. The previous we talked about HTTP. They have two versions. One is the low persistent version. One is the persistent version. Okay. The very first one. Suppose you this contains 10 objects. You know, the website refer very small. For each we have answer following two questions. How many HTTP request messages does the web browser need to send to retrieve all objects? How many articles does it until the client? Oh, there have, this is just a general case. We have actually four different situations. Okay. So the website contains 10 objects. All right. Very first one, you can open up to 5 parallel, you know, the channel to do that. So what was how this what about in terms of RTP? How many? Do everybody understand? So, you have 5, is right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So, you know, because you have 10 objects, is right? So, first of all, you need, you know, in this case, the first part you must require. Because you want the data HTML file, right? Okay. So then this is 10 objects you find. That means each of these you located 2, right? Okay. 2 because you use no persistent one. So 2 this each of this can come in parallel 1, 5, right? This is 2, you need 4 RTTs, right? Is it clear? Because the 2 objects that you got all of this in parallel, so just this 4 RTTs plus the initial 2 RTT, 4 RTT, and 2 RTT. So, in the end, it is supposed to have 6 RTT. Two, yeah. So, in the end, you have 6 RTT. Is it clear? Because of the first 2 RTT, you need to get an HTML file, know the 10 objects above. Because then, these 10 objects, okay, you can do in parallel. You just consider 2 objects, you know, you handshake it and download the first one close. And you know, doing second one and same one, so that's two. Each of 2 RTT, 4 RTT, because this file group can go in the same time, so in parallel. So that's why you just need 4 RTT. All right, is it clear? Okay, so that's for this one. The B, if you have used the persistent one, how many RTT you require? How many? So in terms of consistent one, okay. Initially, 2 RTT you also need it because you want to get a HTML file, okay. So this part, you have 5 groups. Each group, you have, you know, first RTT handshaking. The second RTT request this data, is right? So that means two. First RTT is handshaking, okay, handshaking. Then the second one is HTML. The third one is. You have 5 things, you know, don't matter, you just, because you have 10 files, 10 objects, okay, you can partition as a file group, doesn't matter, okay, so then once you finish, you close, so the total, no matter how many, you got 3 RTTs, okay.
lecture slides and our textbook, then hard work by yourself. If in the end you couldn't figure out, then you maybe take a different solution. Otherwise,